The Bible as Library. The encouragement to read your Bible appears simple and straightforward. In the English-speaking world, we're blessed with many different English translations. So surely all that is necessary is that you pick the one you like and off you go? Anyone who's tried this will tell you that it won't be long before you hit problems. The further into the Bible you get from Genesis, the harder going it gets. Some people succeed and reach the end, but many give up and from then on struggle to read it at all. Part of the problem is that many people treat the Bible as though it's a novel, easy to read, chronological and sequential, or, failing that, as though it is an encyclopedia, annoyingly organised out of alphabetical order, into which you can dip to find answers to a range of questions. It's neither of these. Contrary to its title, the Bible, which implies that it is a single volume, the Bible is, in fact, a collection of 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament, many written by different authors at different times and in different places. This is reflected much more accurately by its Greek title, Ta Biblia, which means the books. Just as you would no more enter a library or bookshop and read the first book you came across, followed by the ones next to it on the shelf, so there's no reason why you should read the books in the order you find them in the Bible. It is a mix of different types of writing, law, history, poetry, wisdom, letters, biography, etc. And it can help to know what type of book you are about to read before you begin.